I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte here on this Saturday afternoon. We had a little bit of breaking news here in Salt Lake County. Two deputies injured, suspect killed in a shooting at Salt Lake County Jail. We'll have more here on KSL News Radio and our news update with Mark Jackson coming up in the break, but keep it locked here on KSL News Radio throughout the day. And on KSLNewsRadio.com, we'll have more on that shooting that took place at the Salt Lake County Jail that left two deputies injured and one person dead. So we'll have more on that here on KSL News Radio. Matt, with BYU News, BYU football talk, the Cougars fans are going to be returning to Lavelle Edwards Stadium this fall, which is going to be a welcome sight. I'm excited to see BYU football fans back at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, hopefully a capacity full 63,000 fans in the stands. But they're going to be welcomed, if whatever the amount of fans that's there, they're going to be welcomed with a new scoreboards and video screens and ribbon boards and a sound system. A lot of new upgrades taking place at Lavelle Edwards Stadium this fall.
Do not sleep on the sound system. I mean, I'm a guy, this might come as a surprise to you guys, or you might not. I have like over 15 different type of speakers and headphones at my house. I'm just a sound nut. I love sound. And I'll never forget, Mitch, I was in the stands for the Tanner Mangum Hail Mary against Boise State. I was in the north stands. And unfortunately, guess where I was? Right beneath the speakers. I couldn't hear for days. And I just remember, like, the sound's not good enough here. So this new sound, this kind of immersive sound, I think is going to be game-changing just for the atmosphere and for the environment. The screens are great. Don't get me wrong. They're fantastic. But upgrading that sound, I think, is a very underrated portion of this update at Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. The screens are the most exciting part to me. But I'll say this, too, because I felt like in 2012 when BYU upgraded the screens from the old Mitsubishi Diamond Visions. Remember those back in 1996?
Yes.
That was such a big thing in 96. I remember the pigskin classic thinking, oh man, BYU's got an instant replay screen now. This is sweet. This is awesome. It was the same TV screen modeled after the LA Coliseum's Mitsubishi Diamond Vision. Anyway, in 2012 when they upgraded the screens, I was thinking to myself, like, why does this screen look smaller than what I see in some, like, man cave? Like, why is it just a box 4x3? Like, why is this not widescreen? It just felt like from the jump that wasn't the right move. They were pretty big, but they just didn't feel like they were big enough. And now these new screens, they sound massive, and they're going to be welcomed additions. So there's going to be a new south end zone screen, and then there's going to be a new one on the north end zone. All of it is according to code for Provo City, so the lighting actually will be focused more on the field. It's not going to go out into the neighborhoods. So it's going to be a really great setup. The technology is a lot more advanced, so it might actually be even a cheaper cost to put this thing in than it once was back in 2012. And all the costs, too, which is some people were wondering, why is BYU upgrading their stadium amidst a financial shortfall from the pandemic? This is all coming from New Skin.
Yep.
So BYU and New Skin have a partnership, and New Skin is paying for all the cost of these scoreboards, of the sound system, all the upgrades. So That's coming from Nu Skin. So big partnership there, and it's going to enhance the fan experience at Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
And for reference on that south end zone, I think it's going to be, what, about four times the size of what we have now? So
it's going to be massive.
That's substantial. But let me say this, Mitch, and I know you'll agree. The screen's not going to matter much if they don't play the replays. I want the replays in the stadium, because there's been times where there's a controversial play, you don't get the replay, and I'm like, okay, even if the fans are crazy, and fans are often crazy, and they root for BYU,
they should be.
That's the definition of a fan. But I'm like, show the replay and rile this place up so it gets crazy and loud. And I'm like, they got to show the replays on these things.
That is so true. Like, the controversial replays, like, please show them.
Show
just
those.
Get the masses fired up. Don't hold back. Even if it's a play that you know, it goes against the opponent, just show it.
Yep.
And show it on loop over and over and over again. Please, like, you got to show those
rattle
replays.
The cage, man. Get the rock rattled.
We have actually a Cougar Sports Saturday poll on our Twitter feed, and you can interact with us, of course, on the UCCU KSL text line at 57500. With BYU football announcing new video boards for the 2021 season, what's been the best Lavelle Edwards Stadium improvement in recent years? Stadium Wi-Fi, the LED ribbons, upper level concourse, the mezzanine,
yep,
and then the bigger video board. So what say you, Matt? What's your vote going to?
I'm going to shock you here. I know I just said sound from the announcement. It's the new mezzanine. It's the upper level concourse. That is such a big deal. And I know that we weren't able to fully take advantage of that because there was some big plans initially, and it didn't all pan out of the gate because there was going to be food trucks and hangout spots. And I think that will eventually happen. There were hardly any fans last year, and so
right.
So I think that that's going to change. But the ability to maneuver around the stadium is huge. That's had a big impact on my experience at Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
For me, it's stadium Wi-Fi because it impacts my job. It impacts my role in the press box. So that to me has been the biggest upgrade that I've enjoyed. And that thing's like on par with NFL. Stadium,
yeah.
So it's top notch, state of the art. BYU fans, like, I know that there's the appeal to watching games from morning to late night on television, but to me, I feel like there's going to be a new appreciation this fall to actually go to a live sporting event and get that chance to see BYU football live in person once again, because it was taken away from so many last year, and I think fans are going to be more appreciative this year.
We'll take the break here. News, traffic, and weather up next. We'll have an update on the shooting at the Salt Lake County Jail. We'll be back after this.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.